Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this girl, they'll throw one kiss. Cause horror, horror's losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorm, flashing covers, chopping long. Turn up, I'm with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on that. It's like a fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, wishes over the witches. How the fuck we be living here at top of the league, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawin' no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' doggers where I go, I'm speakin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eatin' off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit. Bringin' doggers where I go, I'm speakin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eatin' off your dick. Twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo-woo. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, shall be joining us. I don't know when. But tonight we got some special shit for y'all. Premieres, Boondocks' brand new album, Abaddon. Scum's new album, Grim Zipper. Both fucking dope-ass albums. I ain't gonna lie about that. Yo, got some amazing fucking collabs up on this shit. But I'm gonna wait till Ghetto G's here. So let's start off with some fucking shit here. After we go with some fucking Aquilio, this is Cadillac.
Get the Cadillac, the house is in wise. Since birth, I've been obsessing on the mission to rise. I got a wrist full of shine, so I take Griffin and nine. In case one of them jackets tries to get me for mine. Cause I be chopping on buttons, got it dropping, it's custom. When I roll through the block, it causes lots of discussion. Now the coppers be watching, plotting to lock them and cuff them. Got them mad because I'm three willing, hopping and stunting. But even when I was young and had to ride in a hoop, I smashed the gas in that bitch like I was driving a coupe. I got a plot to get loose. See, it's a must that I have it. You see, I've got a serious habit for things that are lavish. That's why I stay hunting green, stay rocking something clean, so I can get the babe that's portrayed on the front of King. I gotta get the carriage, the mansion, and the marriages, so I can spread my seed and breathe and build my heritage.
Trying to get the Cadillac, my house is your wildlife. You need the whole city to wait.
size house with a pool on the hill. Asking for money ain't real, family members ain't real. It's a pain when you don't have enough money for bills. You see, I just wanna creep in a lack of chromed out feet. Jamming Pac's greatest hits with a freak in a suite. Surrounded by butter seats, surround sound got beat. Drowning out sounds in the street cause I'm surrounded by beats. Wish I could ride like this forever, this is heaven to me. Cause I don't know for sure if there'll be a heaven for me. This is all that I need, music, a lady and gas money. So I can drive far away from haters that act funny. Ain't nothing funny when your stomach's growling out loud. I gotta get it, ain't nobody putting food in my mouth. So I'ma grind, laying heat to these beats. And hopefully y'all'll see me on a tour of my peak. I'm trying to get some
trying to be Cadillac.
The patience to withstand all the hate is running up. Mad cause I'm in first place, they were runners up. But since I found fame, now they wanna bunker up. I ain't got time cause I'm out on the grind. The thought on my mind is either get rich or die trying. Keep my business in line, I'm on a mission to shine. Cause I gotta get the Cadillac, the house of
$10. I have a little, but I'm trying to get more loot. And it should be a breeze cause these MCs are soft and flimsy like velour suits. I hate to speak on that there, but it's a must. Hip hop's fading away and it seems that it's up to us to give it a touch up. So I'm here with my instruments to do it more than once. Ain't no such thing as coincidence. So that means I'ma get more than this Rossi. I feel more than Rossi. I was born to live as Rossi. I'm trying
to be Cadillac.
You know what? Let's get this premiere underway. Yo, this is the intro from Abaddon by Boondocks. Officially drops tomorrow. So get your asses ready for this shit. Here we go.
Lord invisible and omnipotent, let us gather on this day in reverence of the 32nd name. Amen. Asmodeus, personification of destruction, tail of a serpent, mouth of fire and flame, prince of lust and destroyer of the temple, be mighty among us. It is he who commands the 72 legions, he whom is a radiating whisper in the blanket of the universe. With but a pinprick of light shall his glory manifest to blacken out the very sun that radiates such a disgusting display. Invocation of Solomon, doomsayer of the kingdom, oracle to the builder, the destructor of the pillars, be mighty among us. By the golden seal, may your presence be felt. May you be potent. May you drain the life of the universe and manifest thy glory of darkness. Let it be known that if a man change but a letter or a word of this ministry, then the wrath they shall suffer shall be so great it will be truly incommunicable. With but a modicum of depravity, can one see the work of the mighty hand of destruction? Let it be known that if a man denieth the name of destruction, then he himself will become the one who destroys. With but a monicum of hatred, can one see the work of the mighty hand of destruction? We evoke thee, we call thee, we summon thee, and by the word and sign, be mighty among us.
Y'all, next track number two, track we all know and love, Abaddon.
with the demons by breathing out the cock and the screaming. Bitch, go and see him. Now you're grieving at the thought of this human no longer being seeming like you were screaming and thinking this cannot be. And you see you're feeling the heat from the fire burning and churning inside you. Look into heaven and praying angels will come and they'll find you. Suffer eternally, torture just like a fetus. Abort you, line you up like cattle to the slaughter and sort you. Going to that light, that red beam on my Ruger. I'm ready like Freddy, but no, my last name ain't Kruger. I'm killing you softly, but no, I am not a refugee. Soak you in kerosene and burn you like effigy. Just like a serpent, I strike you like it was nothing. And quicker than liquor, my venom enters your bloodstream. Running your mouth and then thinking that you can handle this. Now you're surrounded by velvet blue out just like a candle, bitch. Your spinal cord, they kick you and spit on you while you're jerking down on the floor. Watching the life as it leaves your eyes rolling to your head. Then empty the clip in your body, making sure that you're dead. Say my name backwards, proceed to speaking in tongues. Then take the soul from your body, like I took the air from your lungs. I bathe in the blood of the lamb to get me to heaven's gate. I bathe in the blood of the damned, grinning to steal a taste. Call me the reaper, call me the angel of homicide. I'll come to your family reunion, take out your mama's side. Drag you to hell like them shadows fucking with Patrick Swayze. Drag you to hell like that shit directed by Sammy Raymond. Blow up your spot like the ghost, I'll toast you with laser eyes. Then fuck your old lady with a dick made of razor knives. Ride with the hounds of hell, the one king of Babylon. You fuck with the devil, Damien, aka Abaddon.
Y'all, next, this is track number 3, The Silver Truth, which also features Courtney Desmond, or Desmet, don't know how to pronounce it, but, and of course, Ash, aka Little Pig of Zug Island. There you go.
Y'all thought I was done, huh? Thought it was over. Shit, it ain't over. Get started in this motherfucker. Boondocks, the Scarecrow.
Blacked out off my damn life. Bitches get fucked and bent over. I got shot on the next wife. Y'all don't know but a little bit. My shit ain't been close to told. Always say that I'm losing it, but my soul ain't been close to sold. Angel on my shoulder and the devil in my right hand. Looking to Jehovah, empty bottles on the nightstand. Battle with delusion, cause battle with who close to me. So much damn confusion, didn't know who I supposed to be. But never no more, repeat that never no more. I see that coming from a mile away and never no more. Gonna be that same motherfucker with my head up in the
cloud. Not just another motherfucker screaming, hey, look at me now. Still rolling with that heater, there's a ego that'll never change. Quick to pull the trigger, now y'all fools is never out of range. Only thing you need to know, I got this, put that on my cat. Doc's a fucking monster, resurrected, put that on a hat. They ever did was let me get my mind right. They should have kept me on that shit, not let me get my rhyme tight. 19 days locked in the dark, y'all ain't think I'm coming back. Dirty, now he ain't got the heart, but here I fit on another track. Hoping that these bastards, they forgot how much they hate me. Hope they still be sleeping on and highly underrate me. Hope your girl still flicks the bean while you at work to my shit. Hope she use your credit card on iTunes when she buy it. Now I got this new shit, enjoy it now and live it up. First time that she hear this, gonna be the last time that she give it up. And you can put that on a tall tee with my number written under it so she can call me. Call me a motherfucker, call me lame. As long as heathens love me, you can put a bullet in my brain and they gon' resurrect me on the third day. You just feeding fire to the flames, bitch.
That's track number 4, preaching Big Hoodoo, Bloody Regret.
When I was a young man, I found out that if you hurt somebody, they'll leave you alone. Good guys do finish last.
Religion. I believe in superstition. Come against me and I turn instantly to mortician. You need some more convincing. Killing like the son of Sam. Gruesome with my ill depiction. Twist you like I'm out of lamb. Homicidal idol. Survival of the wickedest. Got my rival suicidal from how I kick this shit. Watch me flick the bit. I'm about to light the gas and I'ma cut your hand off and use that bitch to wipe my ass. I'm vicious. My heart has no malice. Intent malicious and my trigger finger is so callous from killing bastards. Now all I do is swing the hatchet. All hail the prime minister. Definition of sinister. Detrimental to industry. Breaking bad with my chemistry. Trying to go out in infamy. Fuck with me. Feel my energy. Wicked poetic symphony. This is how killers meant to be. Boondocks and Big Hoodoo. No remorse and no sympathy.
No sympathy. No remorse. Cold-blooded. Liquid. This is how we do.
No soul.
Ring around the sink ain't coming clean like it used to. A permanent reminder that I got a couple screws loose. Same with the bathtub, same stained hands. Drops on the countertop, an insane man. Thoughts of a flashback, remembering the first time that I realized I was an evil of the worst kind. Covered toe to head in somebody else's life. And laughing when I lost it, licking plasma from a knife. Staring at the wound, trickled down to a slow drip. Lips on the water fountain started with a slow sip and ended with a crazy mix of pleasure, guilt, shame. A little bit of pain from the liquid that I drained. Why did I do it? Was it worth the affliction? And why did I stick to it to become my addiction? The body and my conscience buried out in the mud. A bloodthirsty killer with a real thirst for blood.
No sympathy, no remorse. Cold-blooded, sick with it, this how we do.
No soul.
In, both murder suspects are still on the loose.
No sympathy, no remorse. Cold-blooded, sick with it, this is how we do.
No soul.
Up next, we'll take a break for the premiere of Boondocks and go straight into the premiere of Scum. This is track number one off of Grim Zipper Unleashed.
Get in the abyss, punching you for this, they got you baby, won't he piss? Listen, miss, whatever the fuck your name is, you can miss, hit what you fucking please. For your life, we're about to make you famous, as victim number 34, now get down on your knees. 38 up to your temple, say the prayer to the fake, make believe in higher being, acting brave, about to break. Now you're scared of this revolver and the one that holds the gun, one that got your children tied up so that you don't make a run. Huh, that motherfucker with the zipper, not a window peeper, not a creeper at the mall. But a six and disticating torture chamber key, but the man you enter, knock him off because he kills them all. One, two, who's at your door? 5, 6, 7, 8. With a mask on his face and his heart full of hate. 9, 10, 11, 12. Everyone on the run trying to save themselves. Whether right or wrong, whether good or bad, either way today you will end up dead. So, the motherfucking clock is ticking. Palms are sticking to whatever you chose for holding on. Here to kill the clock, the clock, and then you know you'll kick it. Drag you outside, launch your brains all over your lawn. Yo, you better run if you get a chance to. Most of them never got a chance to let it go to waste. Fail, as soon as he's got you in his hands, you are as good as dead. That it makes a call that can't be traced. Answering machines, your mama's house, Nipola speaker. It will document and record your final scripts of pain. Played it on repeat, will drive your parents fucking crazy. Both within the dire state of self-pity insane. Yeah, your motherfucker said it coming. Coming like you will be on your corpses when it's done. Killing you is coming for you. Fun is so much fun, and kicking down your fucking door and murdering everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4. Knock, 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 who's at your door? 5, 6, 7, 8. With a mask on his face and his heart full of hate. 9, 10, 11, 12. Everyone on the run trying to save themselves. Whether right or wrong, whether good or bad, either way today you will end up dead. Now, the game is over for your family, but it's just beginning for the ones with dark intent. Murder everlasting, somebody else you will be blasting, somebody else you will be stabbing, somebody else is getting axed. He is just a modern Jack the Reaper.
Holy standing horses killing everyone in sight. All the space has got a mess with motherfucking zipper. Hunting in the deck, he hates the sun and all his light. He's giving a body back just like the song, he's got a trash bag. Stuffing a full of organs, body parts, and severed limbs. Giving a snap collection that he uses for dissection of his victim. Sharpers raised, shining like some fucking ribs. No, there'll be no rehabilitation. Only mutilation, only random brutal acts. All the human vital skins of pain will lend the silence. Living a body chopped to pieces by his double-headed axe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Knock, 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 who's at your door? 5, 6, 7, 8. With a mask and a space and his heart full of hate. 9, 10, 11, 12. Everyone on the run trying to save themselves. Whether right or wrong, whether good or bad. Either way, today you will end up dead.
Up next, track number 2 off of Grim Zipper. This is Face Off featuring Hex Rated. Playboy the Beast and Liquid Assassin. Kill you.
Alright, let the camera roll. Come on, bitch. Put this fucking barrel in your mouth. Yeah, suck that shit. Suck it good. Take it all the way in. Yeah. That's it. Uh-huh. That's a good girl. Oh, don't cry. We'll all be over soon.
to beckon up. Regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I am about to kill ya. Screaming, you will die. Running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you finna die. Praying not to beckon up. Regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
I'll kill you, get choked out like jujitsu. Get you in the ground with the mildew, I'll send you. And listen what I'm thinking, bitch, this is what I will do. Run up in that pussy with a Ginzu, a venue. Way I be cutting, that's the way I be fucking. Hit you from the back, literally from the back, you get bloodied. Grab a hammer and snuff them in the back with the blood in. Way I love busting, gripping her ass with the blood rushing. Now they call me to play games, raising her name vain. So when I say give me brains, bitch, give me a brain. I ain't playing, think I came to get brainwashed. Came to break wrong, fuck you wrong with a chainsaw. Yeah, and it's batting for baseball. See off on your head when I swing for your face, doll. And great plot is something I still do. Trust me, I'll find one after I fuck you and kill you.
Screaming, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray not to beg and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I am about to kill ya. Screaming, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray not to beg and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
I play to your throat while you sucking on my dick. Last bottle in your ass while I'm cutting off your clit. Then I kick you in the face, open your mouth and take a shit. Come and stab you with a knife, take who you think you fucking with, bitch. I'm relentless, names on a hit list. Crossing niggas out every time that I get pissed. Shooting snuff pills, mass murder with my head bitch. Shut out the LSD and everybody on the sick shit. Breaking nigga mics up on the fist, get your clenched fist. Spitting out your teeth, you won't really need a dentist. My penis is what you sucking on, why you begging forgiveness? I'm vicious, I wanna rip you in pieces when I finish. I murder your family, drinking everybody get a sentence. A menace and I'll be getting every one of my nemesis. 7-day cerebellum, dismembering for the emphasis. Rep the market of peace, my ways are very devilish.
Shooting, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray not to beg and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I am about to kill ya. Shooting, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're finna die. Pray not to beg and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I'm gonna fucking kill ya. Я на куски его руками укусую, массакрлы или полу наш такая на бомб. Потому что стало скучно, душно, душно, осторожно. Убиваю, расчленяю, пихаю по гробам. И мне насрать, все с ними похоронят. На то и годен частный похоронный дом. А труп он легкий, если был вода бескровен. И как батон нарезан по большому дому. Как в страшной сказке, убийца ходит в маске. И нападает на прохожей в темноте. И вот никто уже не ходит без опаски. Маньяк из молнии лица боятся все. Зачем бояться, лучше ведь смеяться. Как сумасшедший, если жутко, как во сне. С колен подняться, ну а там стреляться. Или решится, чтобы живым не даться мне. Shooting, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray not to beg and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I am about to kill ya. Shooting, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're finna die. Pray not to beg and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids you got, I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
Y'all, next track of a full Grim Zipper.
Missing on my block. BDSM inspired mess became a trademark.
I'm a blood and everybody murdered.
Up next, back to fucking Abaddon by Boondocks, track number 5. Dope boy.
Police raided this house north of Atlanta on Monday afternoon after a tip that a large meth lab was inside. Turns out the modest home was the staging area for a massive amount of crystal meth and liquid methamphetamine.
Methamphetamines in the crock pot. A hot shot. Martha was stewing up something smell like that black rot. On the kitchen table, dusted to snow white. Nothing illuminated except for a grow light. Faucet dripping, keeping rhythm, something by 3-6. Hydroxycodone, yeah, that hillbilly prefix. Razor blades on paper, plate some remnants from last night. Country living sober, something caught in that fast life. Nothing on the television, director dipped out. Remote controlling pieces, guessing somebody flipped out. Things on the carpet, dogs walking in the back room. Cupcakes in the driveway, but he ain't coming back soon. Something in the air to take the breath of a sane man. Caught up by surprise and wasn't part of the game plan. Got him while he's slipping, still smoking out the heater. Blood is so chest piece, 3 through the white beater. Why trash no more? Try to make a lot of noise. Living life in the fast. Rolling down the cash lane, going till it motherfucking crash, man. Why trash, though, boy? Try to make a lot of noise. Living life in the fast lane, rolling down the cash lane, going till it motherfucking crash, man. It's all fun and games till somebody get got. Fuck around with grown, thought somebody getting shot. Caught up in that life, he knew what he was getting into. Seen his daddy living, so he knew what he had went through. Roses on the headstone, cemetery visit. Buried half his homeboys until he was with it. Get that quick dollar, pussy dope, chrome on the Chevy. Went from pushing dime back to rolling out to heavy. Shop beans like a new set of steel nuts. But once you cross a certain line, best be down to spill guts. Playing with the big boys, enough another tax bracket. Had the big dream, but not the brain enough to pack it. Tried to fly too high, you crashing down in a spiral. Some got the mind, but stupidity is viral. Wrong motherfucker, wrong place, wrong time. Yelling, take the front yard, another scene of a crime. Why trash no more? Try to make a lot of noise. Living life in the fast lane, rolling down the cash lane, going till it motherfucking crash, man. Why trash, though, boy? Try to make a lot of noise. Living life in the fast lane, rolling down the cash lane, going till it motherfucking crash, man.
We'll be right back.
man. Sometimes they push us to the limit.
No doubt.
I'll next track number 6 featuring Von J, Kick Dough.
That's when we party, Kick Dough. You better step the fuck back.
You say about we owe this and we owe that, but you still want to hit that down a sack and get the bag that your girlfriend got. You sound like you want to get shot. Instead I leave, hit the titty bar up, come out and see that you tore my car up. You want to lock me up?
You better step the fuck back.
That's fucked up, Jay.
Yeah.
You think you got it bad, though. At least your bitch ain't a slut. The devil came down to Georgia. Well, I'm headed back towards the crib. Cause I know that witch is a son of a bitch with a short time left to live. I heard she liked the fast life, but I ain't figure her for a slut. And if I catch her in the act, oh boy, let me tell you what. Know about all the rumors, and all the talk's been going round. I bet a 357 go to hell or to heaven, I'ma put them both in the ground. Either two souls meeting Jesus, or three into Satan's grip. I don't really give a fuck how it all goes down, long as two weed a high low tip. Big bang, bang!
You better step the fuck back!
Up on the dash, turned up this bottle of Jim Beam wild, blasting some Johnny Cash. But I ain't going to Folsom Prison, sure as fuck won't walk the line. In a ring of fire, singing cocaine blues, won't never serve a lick of time. Sliding up in the front yard, took out a mailbox and half the grass. Scream out damn near the top of my lungs.
Bitch, I got something for that ass.
One loaded in the chamber, now I'm coming for you, ho. Get ready for a new county ass kicking bitch, we call it the Covington Georgia King.
You better step the fuck back. Cause I ain't fucking around. Must watch your head to fucking crack.
We're no fucking show.
Bitch, don't make me move this fucker down.
The only thing between you and getting that ass whipped on is that motherfucking dog. Say goodbye to the dog. Ha ha ha.
What do you need? Shit. I got codeine, tramadol, pethidine, morphine, oxycodone, methadone, hydrocodone, fentanyl, ramadol, edifine, heroin, shit, Advil.
Hi, y'all. This is track number 7. Killing spree.
Just bump our rails of bass salt off a blacktop Georgia asphalt. Forget about having a rash thought. I'm laughing my motherfucking ass off. No fear of lunatic sick pricks. Kill pussy with a Glock and a thick dick. Gas on bodies I flick big. With a little bit of grease so the shit stick. A pipe I'm in your Range Rover. Blow little pieces of your brain over. The street then I hit him with a flamethrower. No sign left of you, that's game over. A ketamine fiend with a slight habit. Mescaline dreams takes a white rabbit. If I ever catch up then I might grab it. I might never kick it but I just might dab it.
Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out.
Wanna feel something I don't know.
Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something, pop something, pop something zone out.
Me, I make my Glock sneeze. Never no need for no autopsies.
I'll pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out.
Wanna feel something I don't know.
I'll pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something, pop something, pop something zone out.
Cody Lee, Casanova. Red Sea Spartan, passing over. HK spray, flashing over. Doze off, nodding, crash the Cobra. Just killed 2 grams of cocaine. Fucked up and I'm feeling about no pain. Blood stains on my new shirt, no gain. Duct tape to a bottle of propane. Run up in the government location. Officer of the court of probation. MP set heavy rotation. 3 million felons, ovation. To come down, feel a little bit hazy. And I might just win a little bit crazy. But I never let that bullshit phase me. Pharmaceutical murderer, eyes up, hazy.
I'll pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out.
Wanna feel something I don't know.
I'll pop something zone out. Zone out, zone out. Pop something, pop something, pop something. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out.
Wanna feel something I don't know.
I'll pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something, pop something, pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something zone out.
Wanna feel something I don't know.
I'll pop something zone out. Pop something zone out. Pop something, pop something, pop something zone out.
Yo, up next, track number 8, featuring Crucifix, The Trail. Now, this is be my first time actually hearing this dude named Crucifix. Ain't never heard him before, but I'm looking forward to this shit, so here we go.
Yeah.
They throw the means to the end is the hurt they grow. The betrayal from another whose trust you know. All the emotions kept hid that you don't want to show. How many times has the sharp pain hit you? The knife in your back, someone always out to get you. You turn around just to see familiar faces. Then all of a sudden took to unfamiliar places. I thought I knew you, we was tight, we was best friends. Concealed fangs, sheep's clothing you was dressed in. Held out your hands, blood stains while I bled out. Defiant till the end, but you will never get the red out. I always had your back, you always went behind mine. I always had a minute, you could never find time. I take a bullet for you, you can put that in a quote. You pull the trigger, call it suicide, sign a note.
Don't trust again. Saw your life. Callous my heart.
I never should've let you get that close to me. And I never should've opened up those doors for free. You put the pussy on me like a pair of handcuffs. And it beat me close-fisted, bare knuckles, no gloves. You knew my weakness and my weaknesses was you. We fucked a lot, forget about the sneaky shit you do. Like going through my phone, emails, all the accusations. Every other day another false set of allegations. The constant lies that I knew that you was telling. The constant cries I was buying, you were selling. The false wording like I'll be with you forever. The day I stopped ignoring it, put 2 and 2 together. And I seen you for the demon, not the angel you portrayed. I should've choked you out and put you in an unmarked grave. Just deep enough to hide your fucking lies and betrayal. Like the rest of all the snakes left the rot burning hell.
Wasting time, pretending that I'm never gonna trust again. Without a fight, she a devil with a heart so cold, and she never gonna let it go. She got a mind full of sick thoughts, like I could be the man when she pissed off.
evil things to make a killer skin crawl. But it's betrayal that became the devil's downfall. A dirty brow with the flaws, just the lust for pain. To see you suffer like your other lovers, that's the game. She cut like a blade in the pain with the same, but the pain and the rage and the pain. But to get a motherfucker with a stain on the name that can never be erased by the shame of brain. So pick your path, pick your pill, pick your poison main. And pick your passion, pick your cast, because it's all the same. The devil's daughter, she quenched like water. Got you walking to a beer like a lamb to the slaughter. Don't trust again.
Back, that would jump him right back in the fucking scum. Wait, we got Ghetto G with us. What's going on, Ghetto?
Oh, don't let me stop you, Mr. DJ.
Yeah, man, this fuck, yo, both these albums are fucking amazing. Like, you're gonna love Boondock, man. And I definitely highly recommend getting Grim Zipper by Scum.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Well, if you want, I can send you track number 3.
And why would I want track number 3?
Features Liquid Assassin and Playboy the Beast.
Oh, wow. That dude made the CD.
Yeah. It's fucking sick, man. And the title of the track definitely fits you at the moment, since you want to kill Jason of Hatchet Gear, the track is actually titled Kill You. Yeah, man, there's definitely a few good fucking tracks upon this shit. But, yeah, man, I was gonna jump right into track number 5 by Scum, which features Dark Half. You ready for this shit, man? This is called Fucked in the Head.
Clean out your ears. I'm ludicrous with all this. No chicken and beer. Word
of mouth recipe for over 6 years. Blood, sweat, and tears. Paranoid about peers. Living life on the edge like when I'm supposed to be here. Was I supposed to be scared? Not too punk, yeah, I'm out. Have you wanted to drugs to living on your mouth couch? We regroup the blazing face with your zipper face. Have you found a guy quicker than late? Peace, now, cold shit, quick to light up the place. Snuff them out, make these motherfuckers step towards the grave. Come on.
Fuck in the head, fuck the fuck in the head. Fuck your boss and beyond, don't repair. Fucked in the head, staying fucked in the head. Fucked in the head, don't even care. Fucked in the head, fucked in the head. So fucked up, I don't need to get high. Fucked in the head, bitch, I'm fucked in the head. Fucked in the head, till I die.
Welcome to my new nightmare. The West Craven, powerful like Christopher Walken, looks like in the Raven. I've been saving you a spot next to me in hell, and I hope you get impaled trying to chase the devil's tail. With a pocket full of shells, I leave these bulls up parade. I'm deadly like Jim Jones serving Kool-Aid. These melodies are top grade, don't get your flesh laid. It's served on a plate with a side of your brain. Blood stains remain on my hands, and I blame my insanity. This monster has to remain in me. Now I'm with you, and watch the inhumanity. Brutally living my fantasy through your fatality. Yellow streets, the label with the circle star next. See your favorite rapper wrapped up in a garbage bag. So what, so what? You boring little cunt, I'll leave you hacked up in a bathtub riding for 3 months.
Fucked in the head, fucked in the head. Fuck your boss and beyond, don't repair. Fucked in the head, staying fucked in the head. Fucked in the head, don't even care. Fucked in the head, fucked in the head. So fucked up, I don't need to get high. Fucked in the head, bitch, I'm fucked in the head. Fucked in the head till I die. Till I die.
And we're back. So what do you think of that track, man?
I think that people should stop hating on my music, because people use one line hooks all the fucking time, and I actually try to make mine clever, but people hate my shit.
Wait, who the fuck hate on your music now?
I'm just saying in general.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, man, the way I've been doing this shit is, four tracks up from each, from Boondocks and Scum each. Just in effect, Boondocks has 15 tracks and Scum has 11. But now I'm just waiting on my fucking on my next CD to get here. Which would be Mindshot, which for some odd reason took him a month to fucking send out.
Yeah, maybe I should have ordered it first, then you would have got it.
And I doubt that. I mean, like, come on, but I ordered that shit on the fucking March 22nd. And it got shipped out Big East. What the fuck is that bullshit?
That's what I'm saying. Order Boondocks April 1st. Now look,
yeah.
May 13th. I'm still don't have it.
Yeah, pretty much. That makes no sense. Like, why did they send it out to me first? Well, why did I get mine first when you ordered it before me?
Yeah, explain it.
That makes absolutely no sense. Man, that is one of those things.
Not only did they fuck up again, but then I find out that it's only $9 at Best Buy.
Damn.
Now if only those stupid fucks would do refunds. I'm telling them to take the CD and shove it up their ass, and I wouldn't have went to Best Buy.
Yeah, that could have worked.
That's what I should have did in the first place. But no, I decided to go with a pre-order that's never a fucking pre-order.
I would have had
a better shot ordering it today.
You probably would have. Yes, how about the fact that Mayday apparently fucking offended somebody?
They offended somebody? They offend me by their shitty music.
Oh, no, man. They posted up on their fucking page. If Mark Zuckerberg is walking down the street and drops a $100 bill, it costs him more to bend down and pick it up than it does for him to keep walking. Someone responded, "Hey, I don't like this post. Please remove it."
Yeah. Nobody cares what that. Nobody cares what that person thinks.
So, Mayday responded with, "Blow me."
Exactly. Ain't nobody give a shit what you gotta say, man.
But just the fact that he got offended because Mayday posted that up on their fucking
page.
Well,
maybe he's a friend of Zuckerberg.
Probably. Just fucking funny. But man, what the fuck is up with Raw tonight, man? The number of bullshit matches.
It's fucking boring as hell.
All the way through. Pretty much.
It was like jobber night.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, all you people never get to wrestle, man. It's going to be your night tonight.
Damien
Sandow, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango,
Batista,
fucking Ryback, Curtis Axel.
Yeah, what the fuck was that fucking? And yet, Sheamus still won a damn match. Both of them.
I don't know. I want to know how Layla could lift her leg up really high when standing up, but she can't complete a split.
I don't know.
Did you not notice that?
I noticed that.
Like, you know how Summer Rae is completely down on the mat when she did that split, the entrance and whatnot? But her, she was struggling, and she was just kind of, you know, leaning forward.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Ghetto Bed, how do you feel about being an otter?
I didn't realize I was an otter.
Yeah. Well, according to the Native American zodiac sign, you're an otter.
That's fucking retarded.
And I'm a raven.
So you're that annoying bird I see every morning.
Yes.
That won't ever shut the hell up.
That would be me, yeah.
Well, I guess you're gonna have to meet my revolver.
Oh, man. Well,
hold the raven nevermore. No. Shoot the raven nevermore.
Well, whoever's born between July 22nd and August 21st, sucks to be them.
I really don't care. I don't know anybody in those months, really.
Because they're a salmon.
Let's see.
Yeah. And whoever's got December 22nd to January 19th are a goose.
Yeah, these animals pretty much suck.
Yeah, they really do.
So what's this track that Boondocks got with Jelly Roll?
That would be, get up to it. Track number 13 called Moving On. Yeah, if you just Jelly Roll and Demi Damari of Vilbillies or Vilbillies.
Well, let's hear that.
All right, here we go.
The bottom of this bottle getting closer, but I'm miles away. Too much thinking going on, but not a lot to say. I've done some praying, but my soul, nah, I can't be saved. I know exactly where it's headed, but I'm not afraid. Committed evil, but commitment now is lost on me. Pent up emotions, lost my mind when I lost my homie. It took his soul, cut too deep for these scars to heal. And so I locked it all away, forgot how to feel. Thought I found the answer, life it played a different tune. Death it took her from us, that's the way she gone too soon. And that's the shit that turned me colder when my light faded. I'm still alive and I'm still kicking, but it's all been shaded. Fucked up relationships, the king is striking love to matches. Soaked in gasoline and burned away on every mattress. And yes, I know that burned you up, I know I did you wrong. That's why the only thing to do is leave, I'm moving on. I can't wipe away, just like some words that I said and I forgot to say. Let's say that time can heal, but time is all that's left to kill. I might end up alone, but that's the hand they had to deal. The easy path, they never been the one for me to take. I think sometimes I'm only happy with the shit I break. I know I'm hard to love, my demons keep me in the black. Sometimes I wish that I could change, but ain't no turning back. That's why I roll with heat, revenge is served up bittersweet. A jealous razor might be waiting for me in the street. To put an end to all the pain I seem to leave behind. That might be why I make it easy, I ain't hard to find. I wish that I could say I'm sorry for this trail of tears. Apologize for wasting time and all the wasted years. But that's the way I live my life, I put it in a song. Yeah, we was just another verse and now I'm moving on.
Grinding, trying to find a way. Been grinding, trying to start a movement. Modern day Violent J. Whiskey makes me tipsy for a minute. I forget the pain. All of a sudden, people know my name. I swear this shit's insane. From penitentiary blues to sold out shows. Ain't seen my daughter in some months. Man, I've been out on the road. Man, I've been running from reality. Through all the songs I say. And somehow I fucked off relationships along the way. Let me pop another pill. But I'm still feeling the same. Wouldn't know I was alive if I didn't feel any pain. I was engaged to a woman. She got up and moved away. Said I was a lunatic that can't communicate. So I wish that I could find her so that we could have a talk. And then burn the bitch's house down and just wait for the cops. Riddles they call with bullets. The moment that I see them, then maybe they kill me and my life will be complete.
If you see her, tell her I've been gone. Ain't nothing left to talk about.
we're back. What do you think, man?
I think that song is going to be very popular with all emos, Chet.
Why do you say that?
It's a song about him moving on. It's real sappy and whatnot.
Oh, man.
Well, I could be wrong. Most of them people probably have no idea who Boondocks is.
That's true. Well, obviously, DK is still around, even though fucking apparently Facebook is handing out warnings again.
What?
I said apparently Facebook is handing out fucking warnings again to people.
Warnings about what?
I don't know, but apparently DK got a warning about their page for some odd reason.
Okay. It's not like they're doing anything wrong.
Exactly. Just download the music.
And that's all that goes on that page.
Yeah, so why the fuck are they getting a warning for?
But it's not like it's hosted off of their page.
No, that's true.
Hosted off of usually other links from like MediaFire and shit.
Exactly.
So I don't know why they getting flagged.
Who the fuck knows? I think Facebook just has to fucking try and control people. Think they own them.
Yeah, they're a real strict household.
Yeah.
You can't post that. You have to love Jesus.
You have to know somebody in order to add them. Otherwise, you get grounded.
You have to know the entire world. If you don't know the entire world, you have to get off of Facebook.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is that one is, how the fuck am I going to know the Chinese? I don't speak their language. How the fuck am I going to know the Japanese? I don't know their language.
You have to know them. You have to get that Rosetta Stone.
But I don't want to turn into Santa Claus or that bullshit.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, man. Like there's like this one commercial where they had Santa Claus and told the kid that, you know, Santa doesn't know Dutch or German or whatever the fuck it was. And Santa Claus arrived at the kid's house speaking in fucking German or Dutch or whatever the fuck the language was.
And I really thought you were trying to tell me that if you took Rosetta Stone, you would turn into Santa Claus.
But that'd be interesting because then I can quit my day job.
Yeah, quit your day job to work once a year.
Yeah, but I still have a lot of shit.
And not get paid.
Fuck that, I'll get paid in toys.
No, you have to make the toys for children.
Yeah, but you see, the bad kids don't get toys, so I get to keep them. If you're on the naughty list, your shit belongs to me.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
Well, that's how it should work. Because more likely that's probably how it does work with Santa Claus. You on your naughty list?
All right. No Santa Claus position for you. We're just going to stick you as an elf.
And even then, I'd still be able to take some shit and just run off with it.
Yeah. And then get beat up by reindeer.
Man, I'd decapitate the reindeer.
I think those 8 reindeer could kick an elf's ass.
Man, just decapitate Rudolph, stuff his head, and then mount him like right above Santa Claus's bed.
Why is it gotta be Rudolph?
Okay, fine. Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and all the other motherfuckers.
Were we really just about to name them all?
Unfortunately, no, because those are the last ones, only ones I can remember.
You're starting to sound like Nicki Minaj, man.
I take offense to that, sir.
Because in a verse that she did, that was what she said. She said every reindeer's name.
Man, I only know Rudolph and then the other 3 I mentioned. The rest of them,
I'm
I don't
just
know
saying. It was a pointless thing to say.
So let's see here. What track should we go with next here, man? Maybe something about some Scum. Or we can go with Boondock featuring Sin, Ozark Island.
Is that another slow song?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to listen to that track yet.
May as well play it then.
Here we go, Psycho Symphony.
And no, I do not fear the dead because I've seen them before. My eyes are closed, are open wide, the scenery never changed. Only the players in the game, but all the rest stay the same. Is this reality I'm living in? A penance from prior sin. I'm feeling sorry for myself, please take out a violin and play a symphony, the soundtrack of a lunatic. I'm either illuminated or finally losing it. I walk a thin line between myself and somebody else, and I cannot decipher between them living in fucking hell or dying on earth. My whole world is a crying shame. Nothing's what it seems, it's like some shit out the crying game. I'm sick and afflicted and feeling somewhat vindictive. I put a bullet in my brain, but even that seems conflicting. What would I end up, or would it just start all over? Give me the horns of Lucifer or the wings of Jehovah.
All this violence in your head seems flowing through your veins like a symphony. It is a psychopathic melody. Sit in silence, still your head screams. Praying through your veins like a symphony. It is a psychopathic melody. It's a psychopathic melody. It's a psychopathic melody.
Is my reality a figment of my imagination? Everything that I see somehow is all my creation. Or am I just as disturbed as some fuckers locked in a padded cell? Doped up on antipsychotics, living in hell. Can't remember my birth, no recollection of death. And would the dog go away, no longer taking a breath? And would the dog go away if I started blasting it fast and started killing everybody? I'm a virus, a cancer. Am I the reason for bleeding, the reason families are grieving? The reason for seasons, like I'm the reason for heathen. Or am I just a human being who is only being human?
With more questions than answers, like what the hell am I doing?
Why do I sit and obsess on this shit? Just fill me with Zolpidem, let me drool in the corner, just shoot me up full of dopamine. I just wanna drift away, y'all call me dearly departed. But with my luck, that's how this whole situation got started.
All this violence in your head seems symphony. It is a psychopathic melody. Sit in silence, still your head screams. Praying through your veins like a symphony. It is a psychopathic melody.
psychopathic melody. It's a psychopathic melody. It's a psychopathic melody. This won't go away until your dying day, and you will suffer in your own way. Your own way. And in the end, there'll be hell to pay.
Hell to pay.
And at the gates they'd say, go away, go away, go away. Melody, sit in silence, still your head screams, plays through your veins like a symphony. It is a psychopathic melody. It's a psychopathic melody. It's a psychopathic melody.
And we are back. What'd you think, man?
I think that should have been a Zug Island song.
Probably should have been.
Because I don't know, man. That chorus just doesn't go well with Boondocks. But once you got into the fucking the third verse there, then it sounded good. Just, I don't know. It's a good song, but it just sounded strange.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's definitely a dope track, though, man. I definitely agree.
But, yeah, I would have used it as a Zug Island song, though.
Yeah, I would have, too. Just put, like, Zug Island in featuring Boondocks.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, that's the second member of fucking Zug Island to be a part of, be on that Boondocks album.
Who else was on it?
Lil Pig.
And that person sings?
Apparently.
I didn't realize more than one person sang in the group.
I didn't either.
Because ain't nobody ever sing. I saw him live and shit, and he was the only person that sang.
Apparently Lil Pig didn't. Put additional vocals onto one of the tracks.
Okay.
Along with some chick named Courtney Dermot. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I'll just call her Courtney.
So is Abaddon on the CD then?
Yes, it is. Along with Monster.
Well, who didn't see that coming?
What happened?
I said, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, right. But so far, it's definitely turning out to be a dope album, though, so I can't lie about that.
So, where does this wickedness come in at?
I was just saying, man, I think I'm hoping for... I mean, like, Bloody Regrets is pretty fucking wicked. Betrayal is pretty wicked. There's just someone named Crucifix.
Well, did you play the Bloody Regrets song?
I did, but I can definitely play it again. Back to it. Why the fuck did I go all the way down? I should have gone up. Motherfucking soundboard. But, yeah, here we go, man. This is Bloody Regrets featuring Big Hoodoo.
When I was a young man, I found out that if you hurt somebody, they'll leave you alone. Good guys do finish last.
Am I crazy?
mission. Come against me and I turn instantly to mortician. You need some more convincing, killing like the son of Sam. Gruesome with my ill depiction, twist you like I'm Alba Lamb. Homicidal idol, survival of the wickedest. Got my rival suicidal from how I kick this shit. Watch me flick the bit, I'm about to light the gas. And I'ma cut your hand off and use that bitch to wipe my ass. I'm vicious, my heart has no malice. Intent malicious, and my trigger finger is so callous from killing bastards. Now all I do is swing the hatchet. All hail the prime minister, definition of sinister. Detrimental to industry, breaking bad with my chemistry. Trying to go out in infamy, fuck with me, feel my energy. Wicked poetic symphony, this is how killers meant to be. Boondocks and big hoodoo, no remorse and no sympathy.
No sympathy, no remorse.
Sink ain't coming clean like it used to. A permanent reminder that I got a couple screws loose. Same with the bathtub, same stained hands. Drops on the countertop, an insane man. Thoughts of a flashback, remembering the first time that I realized I was an evil of the worst kind. Covered toe to head in somebody else's life, and laughing when I lost it, licking plasma from a knife. Staring at the wound, trickled down to a slow drip. Lips on the water fountain, started with a slow sip and ended with a crazy mix of pleasure, guilt, shame. A little bit of pain from the liquid that I drained. Why did I do it? Was it worth the affliction? And why did I stick to it to become my addiction? The body and my conscience buried out in the mud. A bloodthirsty killer with a real thirst for blood.
No sympathy, no remorse.
In, both murder suspects are still on the loose.
No sympathy, no remorse. Cold-blooded, liquid, is this how we do?
No soul.
And we're back. So what'd you think of that one, man?
Yes, it was a good song.
Hell yeah. Fucking, I mean, Kick Though is a good track. Just that one of Von J's finest fucking verses.
But just don't fuck with Big Hoodoo, man. He'll cut your hand off and wipe his ass with it.
I guess if he doesn't have toilet paper, he could always use somebody's hand.
Well, I guess he took that literally.
Yeah, right.
You're sitting on a john and all the toilet paper's gone. Be a man. Use your hand. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he definitely took that literally.
I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Hell yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, whatever's handy.
Really?
Yes,
that's almost,
really.
That's almost as bad as your, it could be like angel hair pasta.
Well, no one more can be, he probably would eat the fucking hair. Along with the fucking fruit roll-up.
Man, ain't nobody even able to digest hair.
Hey, this is Mark Henry we're talking about.
The world's biggest loser.
Yeah, notice how he never showed up, but a jobber did. Brutus Clay.
Yeah, where he come from?
I have no idea.
Stephanie McMahon's like, you're going to go out there and help beat up the Shield. He was like, okay.
Yeah, and then get your ass whooped by the Shield.
Monkey's on
me. Man, Funky's been dead for a long time now. So, Funkasaurus is no longer living. He's been extinct.
Yeah. Then he had Lana fucking up.
Yeah. The stupid Russian or the stupid athlete.
She kept stomping and then laughing and shit. Because she had no idea what she was going to say.
Hell nah. And out of randomness, she called fucking Rusev the stupid athlete.
Well, she didn't really say that, but it just sounded like she said stupid.
Man, she probably like, did. And didn't realize it.
If you didn't know what she was saying every time, you know, you'd think she'd say stupid.
Yeah, and I think either King or Cole ended up saying the same damn thing. The stupid athlete.
JBL was upset that Layla and Fandango were making out. His mother watches that show.
Yeah, I'm sure she's real proud of him.
Yeah, I'm sure she's real proud with his commentary every week.
Yeah. Pick it on like a call, calling him stupid, saying he's an idiot.
You're a moron. And why is it everybody steals JBL's hat?
I don't know.
What is so important about that hat?
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. You'd have a better shot at fucking stealing the king's crown.
Man, he don't even bring it out no more. Because he knows better because the table's always being broken.
Yeah, man. It's funny how they don't even bother with the fucking Spanish announce table anymore. That pay-per-view.
It's only pay-per-views.
Yeah, but still, man, even that pay-per-views, they go for the King's and Cole's fucking table now. Or when they have it, the French announce table.
Like, I wonder how many iPods and laptops that they went through.
Must be a shitload.
Although, there's no more download the application, so that's good.
Yeah, now it's download the WWE Network. I mean, And I think something like that, they should just leave to the fucking Bella Twins. Just let them do it.
Yeah, keep showing that lame commercial.
Man, it's better than hearing fucking Michael Cole say it all the time.
Man, I really hate that they only bring the Divas on to promote Total Divas.
Yeah, right?
Like, really? This is supposed to be about wrestling, not that stupid reality show. Like, isn't that the reason why we all hate The Rock and Batista and all them? Because they only come back to promote movies? That's what you're fucking doing right now, promoting another TV show.
Yeah, right? Just have them fucking wrestle or something.
But that was very strange that there was two Divas matches, though.
Hell yeah.
I was like, what? There's two Divas matches.
Yeah. And then the fucking Nikki Natalya one, you had them all fucking doing scores.
Yeah, at one point they said 69.
Yeah, I heard that.
You didn't hear that, you saw that.
Well, yeah, but still. I mean, like, and there again, you know, you kept having fucking JBL read fucking 9, even though the fucking cards were backward facing him.
It's like the 8's upside down.
What? I don't fucking 8 upside down is what he responded with.
I don't understand why anybody would even say that.
I don't know. Oh, bud. It was boring as all fuck, but at least Cole and fucking JBL had some funny moments.
Well, at least we got to see Paige, but get her ass beat for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, and then win with one move.
And then randomly hit her finishing move.
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of embarrassing if you're like the person that was dominating the match.
Yeah. A.K.A. Alicia Fox, who then threw a fucking tantrum.
Yeah, I guess she thought that was gonna be good for her.
Apparently, but nope. And then JBL lost his fucking hat to her.
He's like, it looks better on her anyway.
Yeah, right?
Doesn't even try to get his hat back.
Hell no, huh?
It's like, I'll just get a new one.
Yeah, I'll just get a new one like always. Same color.
Guess he's not allowed to wear any other color.
I guess not. It probably just fucking, it probably clashes with this fucking suit. Like, I can't wear this. It doesn't match my suit.
We'll get another fucking suit?
Yeah. Get one of those, you know.
They always wear different things. You're allowed to change.
Yeah, man, come on. Look at fucking Lawler. He wears nothing but t-shirts at the fucking announce table. And it's always a different t-shirt.
And then there's Michael Cole, that probably wears the same thing every day.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it whatsoever.
So what else is on this CD?
Oh, we can either go with Black Eyed Kid or Kill and Tell.
The fuck?
Yeah. Or we go with My Night featuring ICP.
Go with the first one you said.
Black God Kids, here we go.
I couldn't look them in the eyes.
They kept knocking at my door.
Terrified.
She looked up and all I could see were her eyes. Those black eyes.
So dark outside, I can't see a thing. Through the cracks of this window pane, shadows seem like they come alive. Every noise fucking with my brain. I'm paranoid, thinking about last night. Can't shake it off, burned in my sight. Unexplained is an understatement. What I saw, it wasn't right. Knock at the door, kicked it off. Went to answer, the air got thick. Lights started flicking on and off. My heart felt heavy and my soul grew sick. Two little kids just standing there, dressed like folks from way back when. Didn't look up, just started asking. One looked up and I seen her rise. I seen her rise in tops of steel. Something like a scene from Silent Hill. No light, just an empty shell. Eyes blacker than the deepest pit of hell.
That makes me wonder how Killing Tell is going to be, though.
What is it called?
Kill? What, that track? Kill and Tell?
Oh, Kill and Tell.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear that, though.
All right, here we go.
Close encounter type of shit, make a grown man shudder. Looking deep into her eyes, contact when you cut her. Be real for a minute, what you know about a red
hips. Blood from a mouth stained, sexy ass red lips. That little hiss when you slice in a throat slit. Almost just as nice as a $40 dope pit. The way she look at me, the closest thing to love I know. The way I take a breath, the closest thing to love I show. She got me hypnotized, a moment I don't wanna end. But death, it takes a creeping soul, a moment really what it is. That last release of breath, pretend to whispers in my ear. That tight squeeze on my hand like washing parts on paint so clear. The life she lived, play like a movie I can almost see. Flashing in those eyes, and the last scene was her and me. The thing that really got me was the way that you dress. Short skirt, tight shirt, getting sitting real nice. Lips a lighter shade of red, probably from sucking on ice. Had the white contacts and the sugar peel lashes. Hanky panky thong, yeah, I was catching them flashes. We really had to get to know you getting them draws. Had to find out how you purring if the kitty got claws. Point you to my boy and send him out on a mission. Hoping that your drunk friends didn't notice you was missing. Backstage preparation, spread the plastic on the floor. Slip the blade behind my back and heard a knock at the door. My angel said from heaven, you about to face hell. But don't worry, girl, cause I don't ever kiss and tell.
No,
but...
Have you ever had your asshole licked by a skinny slut with daddy issues and a dirty freak with no gag reflexes?
What you know about guns? Not just a typical murder. All the bitches in the front row. Step into the back and catch a dick in a cut, bro.
And we're back.
That was the same girl that got killed in Love of My Knife.
Yeah. I'm wondering
guess
if
she guess she really didn't die.
I don't want the damn fucking apparently that would be Kuma. Let's see. That's funny because, you know, this shit didn't even mention anything about having any features, but we go into the book itself. Additional vocals by the Wolfpack.
Man, didn't it do that on some other CD too?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a Prozac CD or something?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if, you know, when they do that shit, that, you know, they do like a feature. like next to the track, featuring Wolfpack or something like that.
You would think.
You know, hey, another good thing about this CD though, man, is like, even though maybe like 1, 2, 3, 4 tracks, maybe 3 tracks that don't come, that don't have lyrics, but there's a lot of them that do have, that do come with lyrics on them though.
Well, most people don't even give you the lyrics.
Yeah. Yep, turns out the chick that was on Love My Knife is in effect a girl, one of the girls of Wolfpack.
Which one?
Well, it looks like, I'm gonna guess and say Courtney's a part of Wolfpack. Kuma, I think this might be a problem. I don't know which one it is, though. Let's find out. Boondocks. Let's see. Discography. Abaddon. Doesn't really tell me which one's which as part of it. But I think Courtney is definitely a member of Wolfpack, though.
That doesn't help.
Courtney Desmet. Let's see. Nope, nothing's coming up there. Girls of Wolfpack. Damn it, that's not what I want either. I don't want the fucking cheerleaders. I don't want no damn soccer team. Fuck out of here. The Wolfpack. They'll probably give me the WWE shit, but... Oh, yep, look, if they give me the WWE ones. There we go, Wolfpack. Imagine there's nothing about anyone being a part of I think Kuma might be a part of Wolfpack.
Thought we were talking about the chick.
Well, yeah, but I think Kuma. I don't know, man. It's weird because like, I'm trying to think of like. Alright. Let's go with this track. And you tell me if it sounds the same.
Same as the one.
As that chick. This is Boondocks with the Silver Truth.
Y'all thought I was done, huh? Thought it was over. Shit, it ain't.
fucking beast.
Ain't been too long, I've been sober. Blacked out most my damn life. Bitches get fucked and bent over. I got shot on an ex-wife. Y'all don't know but a little bit. My shit ain't been close to told. I always say that I'm losing it, but my soul ain't been close to sold. Angel on my shoulder and that devil in my right hand. Looking to Jehovah, empty bottles on the nightstand. Battle with delusion, cause battle with who close to me. So much damn confusion, didn't know who I supposed to be. But never no more, repeat that never no more. I see that coming from a mile away and never no more. Gonna be that same motherfucker with my head up in the cloud. Not just another motherfucker screaming, hey look at me now. Still rolling with that heater, there's a ego that'll never change. Quick to pull the trigger, now y'all fools is never out of range. Only thing you need to know, I got this, put that on my cat. Doc's a fucking monster, resurrected, put that on a hat. Mind right, they should have kept me on that shit, not let me get my rhyme tight. 19 days locked in the dark, y'all ain't think I'm coming back. Dirty now, he ain't got the heart, but here I fit on another track. Hoping that these bastards, they forgot how much they hate me. Hope they still be sleeping on and highly underrate me. Hope your girl still flicks a bean while you at work to my shit. Hope she use your credit card on iTunes when she buy it. Yeah, now I got this new shit, enjoy it now and live it up. First time that she hear this, gonna be the last time that she give it up. And you can put that on a tall tee with my number written under it so she can call me. Call me a motherfucker, call me lame. As long as heathens love me, you can put a bullet in my brain and they gon' resurrect me on the third day. You just feeding fire to the flames, bitch.
I mean, she, even when singing, she almost sounds the same as the chick from Love of My Knife. And, of course, Kill and Tell.
Yeah, but in that, she's talking. In that, she's singing.
Well, if it is her, then that would be Courtney.
Well, she's definitely in that Kill and Tell song and the Love of My Knife song. That's the same chick.
Hell yeah. And I'm sending you that track right now, by the way, Kill You, featuring Playboy the Beast and Liquid Assassin.
Yeah. Kill everybody.
Funny, because you got track 3, which is called Kill You, track 6, which is called Stab 'Em, and you got track 8 called Chloroform.
Yeah, I think they got that mixed up.
Probably.
They should probably go with number 8 first.
And number 6.
And then stab you, and then kill you, yeah.
Yeah, they should have, but
Oh, well. I haven't even listened to Stabum yet. Or She Left Me Bloody Feet.
There's only so much you could say about killing someone.
That's true.
Like, for fuck's sake. These people got, like, 50 CDs and shit talking about it. There's only so much you can fucking say.
Very true.
I sense a lot of repeating.
Yeah. I hate this new computer with his laptop. I don't know if it's the laptop or the fucking drive on this shit, but it doesn't let me watch my movies on it anymore. It pisses me off.
Well, that's random.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, shit, man, I got DVDs, and I put them into the fucking shit, and don't read it, don't play, it just, shit's dust.
Well, then that shit's broken.
But that's the thing, though, it reads my CDs perfectly fine, just not my movies.
Maybe your movie doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Maybe just as my Japanese.
It's my kind of computer.
How about the fact I ended up disturbing the customers today at work?
You disturb me every day.
Well, no, man, because, like, you know that song by Katy Perry, That Girl's on Fire, whatever?
Yeah, that's Alicia Keys.
Well, whoever the fuck it is. Yeah, I ended up changing the words of it today because I was fucking ripping ass so bad. I started singing, "My ass is on fire."
I'd believe it.
It completely disturbed motherfuckers.
What, were you just screaming this song or something?
But I was walking around the parking lot just singing it.
I see. And how do you know you disturbed them?
They kept giving me dirty looks.
Don't you think it might have been possible they were just going to give you dirty looks anyway?
Oh, yeah. I'm white. They're Mexican. So, it's a really possibility.
But you just made it worse by singing that song.
Exactly. Hey, at least I didn't start singing this shit from the fucking carnival. I am a Mexican man running through these buildings with your TV in my hand.
Then that wouldn't make you racist.
Probably.
Then they would have reported you.
Yeah,
for
probably.
Hate crime.
Oh. Yeah, probably. I mean, come on, man. It was a big hit at the carnival. They brought motherfuckers in to fucking dunk the clown.
You don't work at the carnival anymore, Havoc.
No, but I still see plenty of the carnies I used to work with. No sound of shit.
Yeah.
So why the fuck did Sheldon change his damn name?
Because I'm guessing that's his real name.
Okay, I've never had him just having Chill up on there instead of putting CJ.
Man, I don't fucking know. I don't have the 411 on him.
I don't think anybody does. Like I said, I unfollowed his ass because I kept seeing all of his stupid Facebook games. And seeing that he's level 6, level 20. Don't give a fuck.
I don't ever see that.
Well, unfortunately, I do.
The only thing I ever see by him is bitch strips.
And I haven't used that shit forever.
And half the shit he puts on there, he can't even spell.
That sounds like the conversations that we used to have with him. He couldn't spell that either.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's putting this on pictures.
Where yeah, people can see it. Well, in that case, we'll just have to send Jesus his way.
Jesus loves porn stores.
Jesus loves pissing people off, man, by correcting their spelling.
Yeah. A girl pointed out talking about porn stores, but nobody cared that I tagged Al Bundy.
Yeah, right?
Or why that Greg dude liked every comment on that fucking status.
Yeah, and yet he never called in.
Like, why did he like all them fucking comments, though?
I don't know.
He liked all the ones that were a bunch of random people.
Maybe he tried adding all the people.
I sure hope not.
Goes to fucking add Al Bundy.
Yeah, even though that's a like page.
Yeah, man. It's funny because of the fact I tagged somebody in there and I didn't realize it was a like page until after that, until I checked it out. I just thought it was a random fucking fake page.
And who was that?
Andy Phil from Cradle of Phil.
It was who?
Andy Phil from the band Cradle of Phil.
Oh.
Yeah, man, I just tagged him into it, like, sure. I didn't look to see whether it was a like page or a fucking actual person. I thought about fucking adding fucking, well, tagging in Judge D.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, nah, fuck it. He probably won't even show up. But for the 6-year anniversary show, if we get twisted, man, I'm tagging a set of motherfuckers, including Judge D.
Yeah. Tag all the people that aren't even going to believe you.
Yeah, right? I feel 10 pounds lighter. Let's see. Destiny goes blah.
And I come back to a random fucking post from somebody saying, I hope the power don't go out while I'm taking a shit.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. I guess... I don't know.
I mean, shit. I was, taking a shower, and the power went out, and I still continued to take a shower.
Well, I guess... I guess for this dude, it'd be just for the sheer simple fact, he'd probably have a hard time finding the fucking toilet paper.
Well, see, that's why if you have a feeling the power's gonna go out, put it in your fucking hand.
Or, you know, not be able to find where the fucking wipe his ass at.
I don't understand. You have other senses.
Yeah. Like touch.
Yeah. You don't have to see everything.
Apparently he has to.
There's some things that you should just never have to see.
Yep, pretty much. I don't understand why he's so afraid of the power going while taking the shit. I mean, it's not like it affects the toilet.
So how about one of them Juggalo kids, man? They're talking about how they got suspended for a day because of their ICP hat or whatever.
Must be an all emo chat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said, one of them Juggalo kids. What the fuck do you think I'm talking about?
They got suspended for it? Bullshit.
Because it was gang-related. Man, I wish my school would have tried to pull that.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody ever said anything about that. Ever. Except for the one day where I wore the monoxide shirt that says chain smoking and pot token, and you're not allowed to wear, you know, smoking-related things and alcohol-related things or whatever, though.
Well, that made sense, I guess.
Yeah, they were like, you're gonna have to turn that inside out. It was a good day. It was a good award that day because I really didn't give a shit because I was just skipping school to go get the Twisted CD anyway. I think that was the time just to find out that it was pushed back.
Yeah.
That was the Green Book.
Well, definitely worth it. I'm trying to find that scene kid that got fucking suspended.
Why can't you just believe my story? Why do you gotta go find it?
Because I'm bored enough to let you go find it.
Maybe while you're looking in there, you could stop and stare at my boobies.
Oh, fuck.
Sonya kept staring at my boobies.
Sonya says that everybody's boobies. What the fuck are you talking about? People started fucking jumping onto the fucking kid's fucking post and calling him fake and shit. Or something.
Calling him fake? We're calling
there
him
we
fake
go.
For what?
There we go. So I got suspended today because I was wearing a ICB hat and my Hatchet Man. The counselor told me to turn them in to him and said, "You're funny." I said, "You're funny," and walked back to class. He then walks to my class, takes me to the office, and says my clothes were gang-related. That made mad. You're in school, you still can't spell word shit. That made me furious, but I kept my cool and said I'm not taking off, so I'm suspended for a day because of gang-related conduct. Which sucks because I'm the nicest guy I know at that school. I take over the kids that I can't, and I guess you can say I bully the bullies. Get them a taste of their own medicine, you know. All the teachers know me and know how good of a person I am, but this stupid counselor says I'm a gang member. Now, that's what I'm known as. And apparently he got called a fucking dude, got called an attention whore for it.
Called him an attention whore, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the meaning of that. Oh shit. And the high school man with that fucking CD I made, fucking, they thought I was gonna blow up the school and shit. But I never got labeled a gang member.
Yeah, right.
And I was wearing ICP, you know, clothing and whatnot.
Oh. Well, apparently, students also put comments saying, "Oh yeah, my family is really pissed off and off about this. They want to sue the school for discrimination. I can't believe it." And on top of that, my grandmother wants me to contact Violent J and Shaggy Tudo and see if they could do anything to help me. Who thinks I should do that? Yeah.
Good luck with that, man. I mean, just because ICP did that one benefit show doesn't mean you're going to fucking do everything.
Yeah, agreed.
Or let alone answer the telephone when you call.
Yeah, please, they don't know how to send fucking gear out on time.
They got the worst fucking business ever.
Hell yeah.
Their concerts, they can't ever get them started on time. They can't ever send out their orders on time. They can't keep our artist.
Nope.
So, when are they going to do something that's going to help them?
No.
But you see that, man, even after all that bullshit that all the fans sit through with them fucking them over all the time, yet they're still there supporting them.
Yeah, right?
He thinks they fixed the things that were going wrong. No.
But that's just kind of funny how someone actually fucking coming on there saying, "Well, you gang banging fags and suck my motherfucking dick, motherfucker."
And then there's this guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but then there's the random troll who looks like he's about fucking 13.
Yeah, just finding out what the internet is.
Yep, pretty much. talking to this kid that has only been down since 2011. So, right around when we started getting classified as a gang by the FBI.
Dumbass. Yeah, I feel bad for, like, the next generation of juggalos. Because it's gonna be a bunch of fucking whiny ass little bitches.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just gonna be pathetic.
It really is.
So when that time comes, I don't know. I probably won't be here to see it. Thank God for that.
Hell yeah. Let's see. All these motherfuckers fight amongst each other. Damn it, emos just get along.
Emos get along, yeah, that'll work. No, I'm wearing my hair over my eye. No, I am.
No, I'm gonna wear my hair with my left eye. No, I am. Fuck you. Go away.
I'm gonna cut my wrist today. No, I am. At the same time.
Yep. Oh, great. New work order, check me out and let me know what you think. You probably suck ass.
We don't give a fuck.
On top of that, you're on YouTube. The fuck?
YouTube? Everybody's on YouTube.
Yeah, right?
Listen to that stolen beat.
Yep. Is it just give you a beat or are there fucking lyrics here? Fuck off.
Did he just say yabba dabba doo? Yabba dabba doo.
I don't know what he said, but he's got that same original sound or unoriginal sound that every other horrorcore artist has sound is.
I absolutely hate horrorcore artists. I don't know what it is, man. I just don't like them.
The only horror cards I like and can actually stand is Scum.
But he doesn't sound like that.
Exactly. He don't sound like that. Dark Cap don't sound like that.
But that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about the unoriginal voice of every horrorcore artist, which sounds like a midget being choked.
Exactly. For example, Chris.
I don't know how to explain that.
I don't think anybody does.
He's like, I don't know, man. Him and Bonnie J are on the same level.
So I think she has more talent than he does.
he can't rap on beat, and she just wants to rap and then throw it on a beat.
Yeah.
Those two would get along perfectly.
Yeah, they should run a label together.
And they would, into the ground.
No Talent Records.
Unoriginal Voice Records. I'm gonna sound like every other horrorcore artist.
Make a wish.
They need to be a part of the fucking Make a Wish Foundation.
They are.
except their wishes never come true.
Their wishes that they could rap.
I believe it.
Like, it's not even that I'm just saying this, but he's never made a good song, like, ever.
That's true. Only good song he had was back in the days of...
But see, that's not even saying too much. That wasn't even that good. But if I had to choose, that would be the winner.
Yeah, right? But dudes just know. Motherfucking.
See, at least Casket and his people he works with, at least they can rap.
Yeah, right? You know, I'd ask them to go teach Chris, but good luck with that one.
Yeah, good luck with that. Man, fucking, I had to teach my fucking self.
I didn't even teach myself. I just started doing it out of randomness. And shit, even I was better than Chris.
Shit, man, there was a point in time I fucking tried to record a song at this dude's house, and I just couldn't fucking do it because I knew nothing about fucking music. And, he practically laughed in my face.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, you know, someone like me, who just, you know, did this out of randomness, whereas Chris has been doing it for how long?
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, I was doing it for years, too. But I knew nothing about bars and whatnot and how to make the fucking words flow with the beat and shit. So I was looking like a retard trying to record this song.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
But then after that, man, I was like, man, I got this, man. Fuck this.
Man, this computer makes no sense.
And now here I am saying, fuck you people.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, Chris, man, he was rapping for many years, apparently.
Yeah, I still sounded better than him on my shit.
Surprisingly, yes. Shit, I think that little clip that Victoria made sounded better than anything Chris made.
It's very true. And, you know, this computer makes no damn sense. I'm the only one who uses it, and I am the administrator of this computer. But yet, I'm trying to update my Windows. It says you need to use an account with administrative privileges to install Windows. Try logging in with the user account of an administrator. I am logged in like that.
Aliens.
Change PC settings. What the fuck I can do with that one then? Users. My account. I don't know what the fuck to do then. Because,
Well, it looks like you're not watching movies.
Apparently not.
Put it on your PlayStation.
I just might have to do that. This is weird because I'm able to download other things. I have administrative privileges, but not with that, apparently. Obviously, okay, here we go. What happens here? Damn it, I don't want to go to my damn fucking email for a damn code.
Yeah, speaking of codes and shit, my damn mom was trying to get in her email and it kept saying, you need this code to get back into here, blah, blah, what the fuck? So then I sent the code for it to my email so we can get it, and then I put it in. And it was still being retarded. So apparently it's locked out until fucking June or July or some shit for some reason.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah. Fuck Windows 8.
Man, that's what I'm trying to update my shit to. Fucking Windows 8.1. But it won't let me go because
I have no idea how to use that at all, man. I don't feel like ever learning to even attempt to. No. Absolutely not. I'm still working with Windows 7. I'm fine with that.
And I wish I could go back to Windows 7, but it won't let me.
Never want Windows 8. Never.
But it just makes no sense. But I'm the administrator, but I can't download something because I'm not.
Well, that was just like my Firefox. It was like, all right, we're going to give you updates and change your fucking browser up. Gee, thanks. Dick.
Yeah, man, mine changed those shit too.
Like, I didn't give you permission to do that.
Okay. Let's see what the fuck I can do here. Why can't I just fucking remove my damn password from this shit?
Change the password.
That's what I'm doing. But I'd rather just fucking remove it so that way it'd be easier. Obviously, if I'm able to change the password to this shit, I should be able to download. Motherfucker. I'm gonna stab Windows.
Why is there even a password on it? Ain't nobody ever going to try to get your computer.
I don't know. Unfortunately. Let's see. Any user who has a password must enter it when the computer is awake. So, let's see what happens now. So, do I need the token password or find out? I know. And it takes like a fucking hour just to sign out.
Sign out anyways, motherfucker.
I said sign out, and I'll fucking restart.
Damn it.
Motherfucker. Yep, still doesn't want to work. Fuck this. I'm closing everything out. I'm going to go fucking pass the fuck out. I am dealing with the damn bullshit tonight. Fuck it. We will be back tomorrow night.
Alright, bye.
Peace.